Mountain rescue teams from across the United States are in Juneau this week for the 51st annual Mountain Rescue Association Conference. It includes classroom and field exercises designed to improve rescue skills and teach participants about the latest in gear and technology. KTOO's Casey Kelly has more.
Juneau Mountain Rescue President Carl Bosler has been on a lot of missions over the years, but one that stuck with him happened in 1999 when three tourist helicopters crashed on Herbert Glacier. In a blowing snowstorm at dusk, the Coast Guard flew JMR up to the side of the ice field and let them go to work.
I was in the front and we were kind of swapping off, you know, taking the lead there, and I thought I saw a glimmer of a light.
It turned out to be a penlight held by one of the tourists waiting to be rescued, and it helped guide JMR to the wrecked helicopters. Bosler says the most serious injury was a broken ankle, and after waiting out the storm overnight, the Coast Guard was able to come pick everyone up in the morning.
Got all the tourists off the ice field and happy ending.
They're not all happy endings, but Bosler says the ones that are make it worthwhile. The Mountain Rescue Association is mostly made up of volunteer teams that go through rigorous training to be accredited by the MRA. Other member teams are paid professionals in the law enforcement and search and rescue fields. The annual MRA conference allows teams to network with groups from around the country and brush up on skills and techniques.
This is a great opportunity. For one, we get to see other Mountain Rescue Association colleagues from other teams, California, Colorado, Idaho, Portland, Washington State, and we all get to come together and share our skills, and if there are new skills that are being developed, then get to share those as well.
Juneau Mountain Rescue went on 16 missions in 2009. 14 of those involved a search, while the other two were rescues in which the team knew the location of the missing parties beforehand. By comparison, some of the other teams at this year's conference average more than 100 missions in a year. Juanita Smith is with Santa Barbara County Mountain Rescue in Southern California, which last year received more than 120 calls.
We have a lot of dehydration. We have trails where there's different forks that go a variety of ways, and people who think they know where they're going don't. So we have a lot of lost hikers. We also respond to rescues, which include cars over the sides, body recoveries, and those types of things.
While terrain and situations vary from one part of the country to another, Smith says techniques are pretty much the same everywhere. And it's important to keep up on skills she doesn't always use, like practicing glacier rescues, because you never know when you might get a call.
We could have something here. One of the mountain rescue conferences we were at, they actually did have a call where a bunch of people got together and helped. It was actually one of the conference attendees that was injured. But, you know, we all just used our skill and got him out. And, so who knows?
Besides Juneau, there's also Sitka Mountain Rescue and Alaska Mountain Rescue Group in Anchorage. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.